Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Luisa.
Stop lying.
You don't want to. Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
Hi, this is Christina.
And we are novelas. What? Sorry.
I thought I said hi.
Why are you cutting me off? Anyway, we're the lovely host of Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are talking about episode 11 of Teresa.
Oh, and I do want to say, if we have any new listeners, welcome, welcome. And also, we go in order watching the telenovela Teresa. So start at episode 1.
Yeah. We still don't know if we'll cover them all, but
our intent is to cover them all. But
there's like hundreds of episodes.
We may just switch to La Usurpadora like halfway. Who knows? We'll see. We'll just watch the finale one day, like, all right, this is the end.
We'll see. We'll never finish. Oh my God. I'm feeling an impending sense of doom.
Nonsense. Shut up. No. Anyway, do you want to do the whole summary or should I do the whole summary?
Well, I'll tell you my summary and then if I miss anything, which I will.
Yeah.
You can add to it. Okay. So in this episode, Paloma returns into the physical realm.
Returns. Because our last episode name, it was Paloma's return, but this is her physical return.
She only returns by phone call in the last episode, but this time she physically returns and has a little cat fight with Teresa. Okay, it's not a cat fight.
It's a horrible verbal fight where Teresa just owns Paloma.
She destroys her. Makes her cry.
Makes you feel bad for her.
I did feel bad for her. Yes. I did. Because yeah. I'm like, what if she had her own real valid reasons for leaving his ass? What if he was lying about being an alcoholic? That's why she whatever. It doesn't matter because it's not, we don't know yet.
We only know Luisa and
we only know their side of the story. And there's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
Maybe Paloma's the victim in all this. Team Paloma.
Whoa. I don't know.
I mean, in this episode, I'm definitely Team Paloma and not Team Teresa. So
she was so mean. That's basically what this episode was.
So, yeah. So, in this episode, Teresa goes full Teresa mode and is an evil fucking bitch to Paloma. Makes her cry. Luisa's like, what the fuck? Is this really necessary? Profe helps Ruben with his little hoeing.
Those are the main things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing you want to add?
No, that was good. My summary for this episode was going to be Teresa owns Paloma, and I kind of feel bad for Paloma.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Also, I wanted to complain already about everyone having a monologue in this episode, like literally everybody. I was like, oh my God, like, please stop with the monologues. Do you ever talk to yourself like that?
No, but I want to.
I don't like talk to myself out loud, just in my head.
I was reading this thing where some people don't talk to themselves in their head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like on Reddit a few years ago. I was reading this.
And you made it sound like it was very recently.
No, I did. But yeah, I was just shocked that people don't listen. Oh, no. And some people don't hear their own voice when they're talking to themselves.
What do they hear?
I don't know. Like Morgan
Freeman.
That would
be super creepy if I heard somebody else's voice.
Who the fuck was that?
Ah. Well, I guess there are people that listen to other
True.
Yikes.
Ooh, let's not go there. Let's go back. Let's go back to
pretend we didn't say that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we start off, you know, with the same place we left off at last episode. And so Teresa is saying her monologue about how she'll do whatever it takes, whatever is necessary to leave La Vecindad. And Mariano walks in and he's like, what do you mean?
Yeah. And she, of course, she covers her tracks on this, right?
Yeah. She's like, what I meant to say was that I'll make all the necessary sacrifices. And he's like, oh, okay.
And then he also tells her she can't just take the easy road on this. She has to go the highway, the long way to get rich. And she's like, what is the easy way? He's like, you know, like, what I'm talking,
you know,
about.
Nah, you know.
You know, the WAP. You
He's
know.
Talking about the WAP.
Yeah, then he goes all Juan Gabriel on her.
Oh, yeah. This is the scene. Yeah, it
no
literally like...
Dinero,
ni
nada que dar.
Yeah. Lo único que tengo es mi amor para dar. Si,
así no... lo quieres?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Everyone knows the song.
That's what he says. He says the lyrics of that song.
Which are, I don't have money. I don't have much to give you. All I have is my love.
And oh, he says, si así no me quieres, ni modo que hacer.
In the song.
Yeah.
Mariano doesn't
say that. Sorry, I'm talking about Juanga here.
Yes, yeah. But basically, these song lyrics is what Mariano is telling Teresa.
Yeah, he's like, you know, if it's not enough for you, I'll leave you. I will. And he does.
You'll tell me. I'll move aside. And he's worried about her losing her way to her riches. And he doesn't know that she's already
gone. She never had the right way, or I don't know what you call it. She was always on the wrong side of the way.
Of morality.
Yeah.
And then we go to the hospital and Aurora is leaving her gift for Mariano to Dr. Ledesma. And Aurora,
well, she gives him the same gift, which is like a maleta with some doctor supplies.
Oh, they briefcase. Both get this from
yeah,
her.
Yeah, so she gives it to him to thank him for helping out with, I don't know, I think Pablito. And then she's like, also, I have this other one. And if you could please give it to Mariano, because I'm embarrassed to give it to him. Plus, he wouldn't even take it from me because he's too proud. And then he's like, well, why don't you give it to him? Whatever. And he's like pushing on it. And she's like, no, I never want to see him again. And he's like, what? Why?
No. It's because I'm leaving. That's why. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what she says.
Yeah. So then he's like, okay, fine. Oh, but also he says, when he's like saying that he doesn't want to give it to him, he says something like, caravana con sombrero ajeno. Do you know what that means?
No.
Yeah.
I think it just means that it's not his business.
Mm.
Okay, hold on. So the
caravana
saying,
con sombrero ajeno. I guess that makes sense though.
Shit, I'm trying to find out what it means. And all I keep seeing is hashtags about it and that it's a Mexican saying, but what does it mean?
I think you're right about something about it's not his place to give him the gift. Like
I said, caravana con sombrero ajeno. Oh, hay un grado de falsedad o falta de mérito en something. So there's not a truth in what she's saying.
Oh, so he's calling her a lying ass hoe.
Without hoe.
Well, yeah. I'm telling you, I think only a full Mexican would understand this. And I'm not, so it's not for me.
This doesn't make sense to me either.
What else?
The definition. Okay. Hacer caravana con sombrero ajeno. ¿Cómo sabemos hacer caravana con el sombrero? Es saludar con él o rendir reconocimiento a alguien más.
That's it?
Hacer caravana con sombrero ajeno significa que hay un grado de falsedad o de falta de mérito en quien saluda. Porque el sombrero no es suyo o no le costó.
Okay, oh, so he's saying, like, no, it's... Well, basically what I said, he doesn't want to give him the gift because he's like... It's from you, from your heart, not from me.
Yes.
Something like that. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means or what that would be in English.
I feel like there's not as much dichos in English, so.
Makes a caravan with someone else's hat.
That makes zero sense.
Take what you will from that. Because I don't know what to get from it.
Wow, who knows? Anyway, in the end, he agrees to give him the gift, so. Moving on
from how we don't understand this saying.
Yeah. So next we see Teresa and Luisa. And Luisa le está reclamando. And I wrote it that way because I couldn't figure out how to say that in English.
Reclamando.
It's confronting.
Yeah.
Okay, she's confronting her about why Teresa didn't tell her about the profe drinking after he got the phone call from Paloma. Teresa's like, well, I didn't want to break his trust, blah, blah, blah. Luisa's like, you should have told me, but thank you for helping.
Yeah, and then Teresa asks Luisa if profe is an alcoholic, and she says, no, not yet, but I'm worried that if Paloma comes back to his life, he will become one. And then Teresa tells Luisa, no, we're going to take care of him together.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Teresa walks into profe's office, and he tells her that they need to talk about the women that called, and she's pretending to not know who it is.
Yeah, because she's slick.
Ah, yes. I think I heard you say the name.
I think you called her, what was it? Tip of my tongue. Paloma.
Yes, Paloma.
And then she's like, who is that woman? And he's like, dun, dun, dun. Es la mujer que destruyó mi vida.
The woman that destroyed my life.
He says it so seriously.
Yeah, and then.
Super dramatic.
It is. And there's dramatic ass music in the background, too.
Yeah. Like picture Jaws music.
That's what I keep calling it. Oh, my God. Jaws music.
Yeah, it is. It is basically the Jaws music.
Then we go to Acapulco, and Mayra is super mad that Aida is there with Paulo and Genoveva because she's on the phone with her. And Mayra's like, oh, because she's on the phone with Aida first. And then she talks to Genoveva on the phone. And
you said Mayra, this all out of order.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, it's basically that. But yeah, she's on the phone with Aida and they're like having like a small argument about why she's there. And then Aida's like, oh, my God, chill. We're going to sleep in separate rooms. Like, stop tripping about this. And then she's like, I'm helping him forget Teresa. Mayra's like, what the hell? I thought you were playing hard to get. And then Aida's like, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she passes the phone to Genoveva.
Okay, and this is where she's like, I don't like this. And Genoveva's like, chill, my boy's a good boy, and he's not.
But he's not.
Shit.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
Time and time again, he has shown us that he's a piece of shit.
And then she's like, don't you want to be consuegras? Like, mother-in-law buddies is basically what that means.
Is there a term for that in English?
I don't know. I don't know of one.
But yeah, basically what they would be with their kids dating each other.
Mother-in-law buddies.
Yeah, I guess.
What else would mother-in-law buddies mean?
I don't know. I just thought maybe there was a word for it.
Oh,
well, but I don't know.
I'm making a term here. Mother-in-law buddies is not going to happen.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. Yeah. So anyway, Mayra is like, I don't want my daughter to get hurt. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So then we go back to the profe and Teresa, and he continues to be hella dramatic. He's staring out the window because this is the only way to tell a dramatic story.
Yeah. And it's so dramatic the way he's saying it.
He's like, she crushed my dreams. She left me and I can never forgive her for not believing that my parents were innocent and not believing in me, that I could prove their innocence. And Teresa's like,
and then Teresa,
she's honestly, I was so over her in this episode. I'm like, can they just shoot her already?
Who shoots her?
I'm pretty sure somebody shoots her later.
But she knows what to say at exactly the right times to make this situation work for her. Yeah. She's like, oh, if you're with someone, you're supposed to always support them. How could she leave such a wonder? And then she cuts herself off. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry for saying that. She was going to say, how could she leave such a wonderful man at the altar?
She does this so many times to him and to Luisa, where she like starts like talking about or like trying to say her true, like in true in quotations, right? Her true feelings about the profe. And then she like stopped herself so that they won't see, but she wants them to see. It's like a weird
game.
And she's like so good at it because she's a sociopath.
Yeah. And then profe tells her that, or she says, at least you were able to move on. He says, no, I couldn't move on. I just became bitter. And then we move from that scene.
Is this when they almost hold hands or no?
Yes, my bad. Yeah, he reaches to her hand for her hand.
Yeah, and it's super awkward. It's like they reach to each other's hands like in slow motion. And then they're like, no.
Oh, no, we cannot.
Oh, no. So weird.
No, it's forbidden. So, yeah, it seems very strange. Yeah.
So then we go back to Acapulco with Genoveva, and this is pointless. So moving on, nothing happens here. She tells them bye because she's going to go sell a house, and then they're trying to figure out what to do. Like,
oh, yeah. I like how you.
I always fucking do this.
We're going to talk about it.
Well, because you looked at me like, well, what happens? And so I'm like.
Oh, you're right. I was just looking at my notes.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Then we go back to Profe and Teresa, and then she's like, We must confront Paloma, but not now. Only when you're ready. For now, just block her number and I'm going to help you. And she's like sitting, he's sitting down and she's standing behind him in the chair.
It's who talks like this to people? This is what I keep saying.
They talk like that to each other.
Yeah, they're always like, I don't know. Or maybe I just can't do that to anybody because I'm short. And so I can't get behind people's ears to talk to them.
Well, because he's sitting
down. Oh, yeah, he's sitting down. You're right. You're right. Yeah. It's just weird. It's just like, if she's so worried about professionalism and boundaries, then why did she get this close to his ear to talk to him?
Because she's really not worried about it.
I know.
She's just pretending to be.
It's like, who talks to their boss like that?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Because she's trying to get with him. After that, we go to La Vecindad. Nachita runs into Mariano. She's with Pablito, and he...
Oh, this part made me laugh.
Oh, him. That they were at the hospital and there was this lady asking all these questions.
She's like, ¿cómo se dice la trabajadora? ¿Cómo se dice la trabajadora? He's like, oh, la trabajadora social. And that's so dumb because that's like, you remember the first part?
Yeah, it's like,
how do you say social worker? She was like a social. Oh, yeah, oh no, it's like saying worker. Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
She was asking a bunch of questions.
She doesn't remember. Yeah. Yes. She doesn't remember the term for social worker. And then she's like, oh,
just half of
the term. And then she's like, I didn't even know. She was asking me all these questions about who lives in my home and if our home is owned or rented. And then
nosy as fuck, yeah. These social workers.
And Doña Refugio is like, ah, pero para qué quieres saber eso?
She's like, why do they need to know all this?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Mariano's like, ugh. He's like, let me tell you, let me explain it to you. She needs to know about like your living situation and your socioeconomic status to see how much to charge you, like a sliding fee situation.
Yeah, yeah. And then she's still like, oh, no, I don't get it. Let's go inside so you can further explain this to
just
me.
Just dumb it down a little bit more, please.
Like, I'm going to go with you guys. Too.
Yeah. So then they walk into Nachita's house together and then we go back to Acapulco.
Oh, right. So we go back to Acapulco and Pablo and Aida are there. He's like, wow, I've never seen you in a bathing suit. And they're all making out. Instead of wearing sunblock,
everybody should be wearing sunscreen at the beach and the pool, not tanning lotion.
Yes, that's where I was going. They need to wear sunscreen.
Yeah. Aida and Pablo are chilling poolside.
It cuts out from that after they're like making out and not putting sunblock on. And then we go to Profe's house. He leaves for a meeting and then Teresa's like, my pen. And he's like, ah, yes, I promise you I was going to use this pen and I'm going to hold myself to
it's
that.
Like, fucking show. Pen. It's just
like,
a pen.
It's very, like, it's super important. Like, who gives
this
a shit?
This is just their stupid, like, way of flirting.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
So then he leaves and Teresa begins snooping around his desk. The servant, maid, what do they call them?
I think they're called
house
maids.
Lady? Maids. Okay.
So yeah, her name is Reina. Teresa asks her if she knows Paloma's last name. And she's like, no, señor. I don't know if she says that. I don't remember.
No, she doesn't. She says señora. She might not even say señora. I think she just says no.
I don't remember.
No la conozco. She left. I don't know her. She left before I started working.
But let me just say, if this is not the second brownest person I've seen in this whole entire novela, apart from the man that killed the profe's parents.
Yes, I completely agree.
Like, this is
colorism is real. This is what Mexico does in telenovelas and all their movies.
Yep. Brown people are delegated to roles of either, you know,
poverty, servant roles, maid roles, or criminal roles. And I hate it. Reina tells her she doesn't know who Paloma is.
Mm-hmm. So then Teresa continues to snoop around. Yeah, so she sees his address book and then she's like, Paloma Dueñas, wow, found you.
And then Teresa or Luisa comes by and she's like, Reina told me you're asking about Paloma's name. Why? And then this is I think at this moment, the phone rings. And guess who it is? It's Paloma again calling for el profe. So Teresa pretends she's a secretary and she sets up a meeting. And the entire time she's on the phone setting up this meeting, Luisa is like, what?
What's happening? What's going on? Who is that? Is that Paloma?
You agreed to talk to her like that. It's like when you're making a phone call and like you're like a snooping type of phone call and then your friend's like talking at the same time.
You're like stop.
Like, shut up. Let me do this. God. Yeah. It's the same energy.
Yeah. And so then Teresa has her plotting evil face the whole time. And I'm surprised Luisa's not like catching on to who Teresa actually is. And then she's like, what happened? Why'd you do that? Yeah.
Is playing the whole time.
Yeah. And then at the end, Teresa's like, I'm going to confront her for your brother.
Then we go to La Vecindad and Nachita, with Nachita and all of them, she's telling Mariano that it can be months before Pablito gets his next appointment. And then suddenly Pablito's stomach starts hurting. Yeah. And Mariano carries
whisks him away.
Let's go rest, Pablito. And then Pablito's like, where's your friend? The cute one, the one that gives me kisses.
I want more besitos.
Yeah. And when they leave, Refugio tells Nachita that she can now she can cry now that her son's not watching her.
Do you want to go on this rant or not?
Yeah, you know, I do, because
I know we have the same rant.
I think kids need to see all ranges of emotions and that all emotions are okay, right?
This could have been a good opportunity for her to model, you know, that it's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. You don't have to hide your emotions.
Yeah. But hiding emotions is a very, very, very common thing we grew up with, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you weren't allowed to cry. Oh, you're crying? I'll give you a reason to cry. Keep crying. Like, damn. Like,
I literally just want to cry. Like, please.
But then you'd get hit and be like, well, now I'm crying because it hurts.
Well, you needed a reason, remember?
Because you can't be crying for no reason. Like, you know when Fergie says big girls don't cry?
They do cry.
Fergie, shut up. Big girls do cry. And it's okay. Everyone cries. Men, you can cry too.
Yeah, everybody.
It's okay. Yeah. And so this thing Refugio is telling Nachita, it's a very common thing where you don't see your parents crying. You don't see your mom crying. Any of them, really. You're not allowed to see it. You're not allowed to do it. It's a bad thing. Mental health isn't real. This rant can go so many places.
The only valid feeling to feel is anger.
Yeah. Especially if you're a man.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on, yeah, before we go deep into this. After that, Aida, we go back to Acapulco. Oh my God, I always want to say Apaculpo.
Stop, pocha.
I know. Acapulco. We go back to Acapulco with Aida and Paulo.
She's still talking about Teresa.
Yeah, she's like, I know we said that we weren't going to bring up Teresa, but I have to. I'm like, no, you don't, but okay.
So yeah, she's telling Paulo that she knows he can't forget her overnight, especially when Teresa is insisting on him and she's not. Like, he's not on her mind at all, but she lives rent-free in his mind. So then she starts telling him that Teresa has been to her dad's office a few times. And Paulo's like,
and so she's taking this as her insisting on being with Paulo or something.
Yeah, when it has nothing to do with that. This has more to do
it
with
it has to do with
her revenge.
Getting her with her dad.
Yeah. And so, but Aida doesn't know. She doesn't know Teresa's motives. So she's just assuming she's looking for them, you know, whatever. And so then Paulo's like, forget her. And then she asks, Aida asks Paulo if she's seen Teresa. And he's like, no. And then she's like, I know you're lying. I know you went vergon a la vecindad.
You went to beg for her at her poor neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And then we go back to Luisa and Teresa. Teresa's being a cyber stalker.
Yeah, she's trying to find info to use with her meeting with Paloma. Luisa tells Teresa that Fernando, the guy she went on a date with last episode, was the one that introduced Profe and Paloma. And Teresa's like, well, contact him to give us some info. And he's like, no, he stopped talking to her too.
Yeah.
And this is when Teresa's like, entre ser o no ser, yo soy, to herself.
Yeah. She keeps snooping. Luisa's behind her and she whispers this to herself.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Weird. That's super weird.
And then we go back to Acapulco. Paulo and Aida are arguing and Paulo's like, I can't believe that you believe Teresa over me.
Yeah. First, Aida's not buying it. And he's like, really? You're going to believe Teresa when she lied to everyone about being poor? And then he's like, Teresa's stupid. And Aida's like, yeah, she's stupid. And then she goes on and on with the insults.
Yeah, she's stupid, she's poor, she's
a muerta de hambre, she's an arribista. Right. Have you heard that before?
No, what is that?
Oh, I don't know. I just had never heard it before. I didn't look it up. Oh, I did my part by just watching it, so.
I think it means she's trying to, like, use other people's social statuses to get up there herself.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That makes sense.
An opportunist.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, you know what? If you don't want me, I'm going to go talk to this guy. And some, like, buff dude passes by. And she's like, hey.
I feel like he conveniently, at the perfect moment, gets out of the pool. And she's like, walks to him. And then when she's walking away, Paulo makes the dumbest face ever. Like, he's supposed to be mad, right? But he's smiling.
That's true.
I'm like,
yeah, I
know. What kind of actor is this?
What are you feeling right now?
He's probably confused because he's not in touch with his emotions, so he doesn't know how to act.
You're right. You're right. Then we go to Paloma. We see Paloma, and she's putting on perfume. She's like, Arturo, you love this perfume.
Yeah.
Arturo's profe. I know we never say his name. But.
Yeah. Arturo is profe. And she's spraying perfume on her boobs.
Because she thinks she's going to meet him. Not
Arturo. Yeah. Yeah. See what else happens here. Oh,
nothing.
I was just like, again, somebody else talking to themselves.
Yeah. And then we go to profe.
Oh. Also, really quick. Does she not seem older than the profe?
She does seem older. Yeah.
Okay. Because at first I was like, is it just me because men are allowed to age, or is it her just looking older than him? Are they supposed to be the same age?
They're supposed to be the same age. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she does look older.
She looks like 10 years older than him. Yeah.
Because him and Ruben are not supposed to be the same age, right?
No. Because we did the math and we assumed he's like in his mid-30s, right?
Yeah. And I would assume Ruben's in his mid-40s.
And Paloma looks like she's in her mid-40s. Nothing wrong with that. It's just like, I just feel like they're supposed to be the same age. But
I think they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Making her look older. Because a lot of novelas and shows and media, they do this.
Yeah. We're back at the profe's house, or Arturo, whatever you want to call him. Teresa's changing. Well, like a little makeover.
Yeah, into Luisa's clothes.
And she supposedly gets her hair done and it looks the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks the same to me. I don't know what is new.
I don't know
about it. It's less curly and just wavy.
Yeah, it looks like she got it like, or she like curled it. And like other times her curls are done like they're supposed to look more natural.
Yeah, but they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, so it looks wavy. Instead.
Yeah. Well, curled. It looks curled, not wavy.
Yeah. And then Luisa, for this meeting, she borrows Luisa's clothes. And Teresa's like, I'm not backing down from this.
And she's like, I have to be in the same level as Paloma to put her in her place.
Yeah. And then we go to, okay. Here I was like, oh my God. So I guess Ruben and Esperanza are back together because they're talking on the phone. And I'm like, oh, this lasted less than one episode.
Yeah. I think it's been a day. I don't know how long it's been. Who knows? But either way, he calls her and she's like, oh my God, I thought you were never calling me again. When?
I would be mad.
I wouldn't answer.
That would have been my sign to move on, to find a new rich man.
Yeah. So then he's like, of course not. I've been dying to call you, especially because you sounded so desperate. And I'm like, really, Esperanza, this is just fucking sad for you.
Yeah.
So then he...
I was annoyed.
Yeah, I was annoyed too. So then she tells him that she wishes he was there with her, you know, because she's going through a hard time. And I'm like, why? He wasn't helpful last time you were going through a hard time.
Right. Yeah. He's not helpful at all. But then I think he says he's going to make some phone calls to help her with the money part.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's like, oh, you know, thank you for that. But I like just need you here, you know, like, you know, for emotional support. But he's like the worst.
He gives none. Yeah. Yeah. He's worse than Paolo.
He is. He really is. So then, yeah, he promises to give her money, whatever.
Then we go back to Acapulco. Then Paolo goes and yells at the guy.
That's putting lotion on Aida.
Yeah.
Dude, if I would have been that guy, I'd be like, this has nothing to do with me. Like, this is not my deal. Bye. Kind of like pulls her away and he's like, what's up? And he's like,
you're here with me, so you're going to respect me.
Well, she's like, are you jelly or what? And yeah, he's like, no, but you came with me. Actually, I don't remember if he says no. I don't remember what he says after that.
I think he's like, it's not that. It's that you're here with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to respect
show
me.
Show me some respect because I'm a man. I'm a big, strong man. I can't even take him seriously, though. Like, he's just a bad actor. Like, if Mariano was saying this, I'd be like,
okay, Mariano. But it's not. It's
fine. Yeah. And then, I mean, whatever. They make out. Gross.
Yeah. So then
we go to Ruben and Esperanza. Yeah, they're talking on the phone. She's telling him about the tumor that Pablito has.
Yes, this is where he says he's going to make calls to help Pablito.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, he's not. But he does. Mayra is walking in when he hangs up. And then he's like, he hangs up and she walks in. He did see that she was on the phone, but I wish she
would have caught him.
Yeah, right? I know. Then they kiss and he's like, I'm going to give a toast to my beautiful wife. Like,
barf, who cares? Up. Moving on.
You admire. We go to Profe. He's got a new phone. Who's this?
New phone, who it is? He's saying he's going to give his old phone to somebody else. I don't know who he's calling out, but my guess is Teresa.
Oh, I thought he was talking to Luisa and he was like, no, I'm not giving my old phone to this person. I'm going to give it to someone else.
Oh, maybe.
And he's talking about Teresa. I thought.
So then.
Then we go.
We go to the best scene.
This is my favorite.
The whole episode.
Yeah.
And Teresa is meeting up with Paloma. Teresa just lies during the whole time.
It's horrible. Yeah,
she tells Paloma that she's Arturo's woman now. And Paloma's like, what?
She's like, are you the one that's here to meet with Arturo? Because you're not meeting Arturo, you're meeting with me, mm-hmm. Teresa.
Yo soy Teresa Chavez. And she's like.
And you're meeting with me. She's like, I thought Arturo was going to be here.
She's like, a receptionist told me that Arturo was coming and I'm going to wait for him
it
here. And
me.
She's like, nope, that was me, bitch. And then Paloma's like, oh, well, I had something important to tell him and like, I can only tell him. And then I automatically was like, oh my God, she has a kid with him. But I don't think that's true. It's just where my head went.
Yeah, I think she literally just wants to apologize for what she did. And Teresa was like, well, he doesn't want to hear anything you have to say because he's happy now because he's with me. I'm younger, señora.
Well, yeah. So Paloma keeps calling her señora. I know. She keeps like calling her señora. I'm like, wow. Paloma keeps insisting that she can only tell him. And then Teresa was like, he doesn't keep secrets from me because I'm his woman. And I'm not going to let you hurt him again. And then Paloma's like, I did hurt him in the past. She's just being super nice and it makes me feel bad for her.
Yeah, she's being so nice. And then Teresa's like, well, you can bring nothing good with you. So you're not going to see him after all you've done. And she's like,
no, that doesn't even, the way you said that doesn't make sense. You can bring nothing good with you.
Nothing good comes with you.
Nothing good comes from you.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Okay, but that makes zero sense. Miss ESL.
After that, it goes to Arturo's phone ringing, and it's Ruben.
Yeah, Ruben is asking him for a favor with his hoe.
And for his discretion.
Yeah.
So we go back, and Paloma's still telling Teresa, oh, the societal pressure that I was receiving from everyone else was too much. His parents were guilty. And she's like, no, señora, they weren't guilty.
She's like, señora, he doesn't need you. Paloma, this part made me laugh too. Paloma asked Teresa if she's been together for a long time with the profe, and Teresa's lying ass, like, she words it the perfect way where it's not really a lie.
So vague. Yeah, the way she says, she's like we've known each other for so long, and
we know each other, we've known each other for a long time, and we're both happy. So she never says they were together.
Yeah, and they had known each other for a long time,
and
she was
maybe separately they were happy.
Yeah. She doesn't say they were happy
together,
but they were happy and they've known each other for a long time. And it's true, technically.
She's not really technically lying. So then Teresa tells Paloma that the profe has moved on and he would never love her again because she left him. And she tells Paloma she's a coward. And Paloma's just like crying at this point. She's like, you're right. I am a coward. I was a coward. I listened to my parents and the peer pressure and the social pressure. Yeah.
I didn't know better.
Well, okay, she's like, you don't know the pressure I felt from my parents. And Teresa's like, well, imagine how he felt after losing his parents. And it just made me mad because this fucking bitch left Mariano when his mom died too. So I was like, how are you different than Paloma?
She's not.
No, she's worse.
She's worse. Yeah.
So yeah, they keep going back and forth, whatever.
Yeah. And she's like, I just want to tell him sorry. And Teresa's like, why? And then we cut.
But she's very subtly mean though. Like yelling.
Why do you want to say sorry? There's no point.
Yeah.
And then we go to Ruben asking Profe for him to give money to Esperanza. And Profe's like, okay, I'll do it this time, but I'm so tired of your shit.
Tired of your two-timing ass. Stop it.
I don't want to do this for you anymore. So how many times have you done this? He sounds so tired of it. But he agrees to do it.
Yeah. I was going to go on a rant about how men are trash because the profe is helping cover for Ruben, but
and he judges him, but he doesn't give him up.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, I was like, what if I had a friend that was cheating, would I tell her partner? I don't know, because what if I'm not even friends with her partner? Like, I feel like it wouldn't even be my business. And so in this sense, I'm just saying I'm also trash then.
Me too. Yeah.
I would lie for my friends.
Yeah, and then Mayra walks in as he's seeing him, and so she's looking at him like, who's on the phone? And he's like, oh, it's just Arturo de la Barrera. See, look.
Talk to him.
He's like, oh, hi, Mayra.
Yeah, and he has to pretend.
He's like, yes, you know, it's me. I'm just helping Ruben with something from work.
With some work thing, yeah. And then she hangs up and he's like, see, I gave you the phone because I saw the distrust in your eyes and I don't like it.
Like, she's like this because of you. Like, you fucking bitch.
Stop gaslighting her. Oh, my God. Then we go to Paolo and Aida and they're making out. He wants the wop and she's like, stop it. I'm all hot.
Es tu caliente. Like, okay, Aida, oh wow.
God, I have to go take a whole cold shower.
Who says that? I don't know.
What is it with people not wanting sex?
I'm like, oh, just God, fucking just do it. But I do know she's trying to play hard to get, so that's probably why.
She's so bad at it.
She is, because, you know, I've seen this in other movies where they're like making out and she's like, oh, I have to go inside now. But you don't say like, oh, I'm all hot and bothered now. Like, I'm going to go take a cold shower. Yeah, weirdo.
And then she goes
and she gives herself a pep talk. Yeah. So another monologue about her being horny. Like, wow.
Wow, I'm so hot right now. I got to take a cold shower.
And then they show her taking a shower. I'm like, seriously? Is this necessary?
And she like shudders like, oh, yes.
So what I needed. I'm not hot and bothered anymore. So then we go back to Teresa and Paloma, and
Teresa continues making her feel like shit.
She's literally like going in. And she's like, you need to just scram, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So she's like, I just want to apologize. And Teresa's like, why? Why would he?
Like, he does not care about your apologies. She's like, why would he need? Why would he need to hear from you
when he has me?
No, but she says when he has a fine young woman like me by his side.
Yes, yeah. And I can give him everything he wants, including a family.
I was like, wow.
Wow. Because she's not pregnant. It's a lie. She's just, and then Paloma's like, what? You're pregnant? Oh, my God. She's like, yes. And she, like, rubs her stomach. Like, so? Oh, my God.
Horrible. This is, like, the worst lie you could tell. Because, first of all, even if she's young women also have fertility problems. So just because you're young doesn't mean you can get pregnant, and you cannot use this as an insult for an older woman. Like, that's just fucked up.
And, you know, Paloma can still have kids.
Yeah.
Would it be more difficult? Maybe, maybe not. It could be difficult for Teresa
too. Yeah. There's so, no, like, just shut up, Teresa.
Fertility doesn't have an image.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And families are not always biologically done. Like, it's not always like, oh, you get pregnant and have a kid.
No, it could be adoption, you know.
Two married couple, they can be, they're still family.
There's a lot of ways to be a family. Teresa, bitch.
Teresa.
And then she basically, she's like, you can give them babies because you're an old hag.
Yeah, you, so stay away, you old hag. And then
Señora leaves crying. Yeah, she was like, she's like, oh, this was a mistake. She leaves.
She leaves in tears.
And then Luisa is like a few tables away and she sees her. She
comes out of, she gets up and she's like, what?
She looks worried.
Yeah. And then we cut to Acapulco and Genoveva. This part is so weird to me too. Genoveva was asking Aida, how are things with my son?
You guys are spending a lot of time together. How's it going?
Yeah. Aida tells her Paolo is like trying to move faster than what she's trying to. And she's like, oh. I thought that was a thing of the past, and basically tells her to sleep with her son before she loses him.
Super weird. What kind of mother-in-law? You know, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I will say the other day, my mother-in-law was like, yeah, when are you going to get Mateo out of your room? Because you need your privacy. And I was like, ew, stop. Get out.
Well.
But she said it with like a look on her face. Like, not just like, oh, yeah.
Privacy.
Yeah, like, make another grand.
She's like, moving around. I was like,
don't talk about my bedroom. Señora.
Señora, cálmese. Go take Señora, a cold please. Shower. Anyway.
Oh my God.
It's super weird, this scene. Yeah. Genoveva's just weird.
Yeah.
She like really wants Aida to sleep with her son. It's super weird. So then we.
Well, because she really just doesn't want him to go back
to Teresa. Yeah.
I think it's her main motive.
Yeah. It's just weird.
And
She knows that Aida's from another well-to-do
family in Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we go to poor Paloma.
No. We go back to Luisa and Teresa, and Luisa's innocent ass is like, oh, the profe's going to be so happy when he hears that Paloma's not going to bother him again. And Teresa's like, no. No le vamos a decir nada.
We're not going to tell him anything. And then she asks Luisa to take credit for this.
Yeah, she like wants no part in it. And yeah, Luisa is just like dumbfounded, I guess, because she's not, you know, this is not normal for her. She's not used to being deceitful because she's not a fucking bitch.
She's not used to a life of deceit. Then we go to poor Paloma.
She's crying
and looking at a picture of her and Arturo.
Yeah. And
she's like, that was such a mistake. She's talking to herself again.
Yeah. I shouldn't have gone more to look this... for him. More monologues. Yeah.
Which she shouldn't have.
No.
Just leave things in the past.
Why do you have to go apologize? Like, just let it go. Just let it go.
Maybe it's part of her 12-step program.
That's what I was guessing, but it was just weird. Like, what is this?
She wants to apologize too much. It's like, just leave it.
But so my thing is like, why does she need to apologize? Like, why does she need his forgiveness? Like, if she really respected him and, you know, moved on, like, why do you need to hear that from him? It's like more like a selfish thing from her still.
Yeah. And yeah, no, definitely. It kind of reminds me of the song Hello. Like,
yeah,
Adele, get over it.
Yeah,
this is Paloma. Paloma is singing Hello to Arturo.
Paloma's Adele. So then she's like, oh, is it true that they're going to have a baby? And is it true that I want more from the profe? But I'm like, I think she knows deep down that that's the actual reason that she was looking for him, because she wants to get back with him. Because why else would she have been spraying perfume in her fucking boobs?
Right. Yeah. How are you just realizing this, Paloma?
Yeah. God. Yeah.
And then we go to Teresa and Luisa talking again. And Luisa does not want to take credit for this. She doesn't understand why Teresa wants her to do it.
Teresa's just trying to convince her during this scene, basically. And she's like, no, I don't want to meddle in his personal life, even though that's literally all she's been doing.
I care about him so much, but he can't know I did this. Yeah. She's just being
manipulative.
That's a hard word.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, Luisa's just falling for her shit again.
Like always. Mm-hmm. Poor Luisa.
Poor everybody around Teresa, actually.
Yeah, true. And then we cut to La Vecindad, and Don Armando walks in to tell Refugio that he got the raise. And then she's like, oh, go give it to Nachita. So he leaves.
I was so pissed.
But yeah, because we know Teresa, in the previous episode, Teresa asked for this money.
Yeah. And
Refugio doesn't know.
Yeah, Armando promises to give her a monthly allowance without Refugio knowing anything about it. So he's like, yeah, let me go give her money, whatever. Lying ass.
Yeah. And then we go to Esperanza. She's in the shop in El Taller with Johnny. And she's telling him that he has to go eat dinner. He can't work himself to death. And he's like, why are you doing it? Why can't
but she's
I do
not.
It? Just let me.
She's not. She's just fucking getting it on, pretending to work.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
She does work now, though.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She does.
She does.
Yeah. But it's just one job. Oh, she has a job now? Oh, yeah. That's right. She did. She just got a second job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the previous episode. Yeah. So then
as she's walking out of
the
taller,
she's like, all right, well, I'm gonna bring you a torta.
Yeah, it's because this doesn't matter.
I know, but I just wanted to mention the torta because tortas are good.
They are good.
Especially in Mexico.
Yeah.
So as she's walking out,
the profe calls her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, well, he tells her, you know, I'm calling you, you know, from Ruben. Yeah, on behalf of Ruben. And I, you know, it's about giving you the money, whatever that he promised you. And she's like, oh, well, can you go to my house to deliver the money? Blah, 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 blah. Gives him the address. And he's like, oh, this is where Teresa lives.
Why is everybody from here? Everybody I meet in this novela is from here. Why?
Everyone I meet from this novela. That's what he said. Next, we cut to Refugio, and she's showing Juana the sweater. The sweater makes a comeback appearance. The sweater is
back. The sweater from 2 episodes ago that she was making that Teresa made a big fuss about, and we were mad at Teresa for, right?
Yeah.
So Refugio finally finishes this damn sweater, and Doña Juana's like, wow, it's so amazing.
It looks like a normal sweater. It doesn't even look bad, but we know how Teresa is, bitch.
Yeah. Them bitch. Yeah, so Juana's like, you know, handmade stuff is better, it's made from the heart.
And he's like, oh, pero ya sabes. Like,
well, you and I know this, but you know how Teresa is.
This is what I'm saying. If I was a refugio, I wouldn't bother
I wouldn't have finished that sweater.
Like, you want to be a bitch? Here's the half sweater I made for you. Now we're throwing it in her face.
Give her half the sweater.
You bitch, this is what you get.
As Refugio's telling her, no, Teresa and I talked about the sweater, and she said, and then Refugio's eyes light up, and she's like, what did she say?
She shouldn't have raised her hopes like that because, oh my God, it was just worse. Teresa walks in. And she's like showing off her new look, which is literally the same. She doesn't look any different.
No, she doesn't.
She's like, I should always be dressed like this, blah, blah, blah. I wish I could get done up every day. And then Juana's like, speaking of clothes, look at the sweater that your mom, you know, finally finished. And Teresa's like, ew.
Teresa's like, fuck your sweater.
Fuck this.
This sweater sucks.
They start arguing. And at this moment is when Armando, you know, Teresa's dad walks in. He like tries to separate them. And then Juana.
Then he gets in front of Refugio and he's like, basta to Refugio, not to
Teresa. Because he's never on his wife's side because he's a fucking bitch. Yeah.
Like we said, united front.
Yeah. And so like my thing too is like, okay, you know, one day Teresa's going to leave, make her own life, and they're going to be stuck with each other. So it's like, this is your life partner. Treat them like your life partner and, you know, of course, be there for your kids, whatever. But if you have a sociopath daughter, like, don't take your daughter's side on things.
Exactly.
If you have a sociopath daughter.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. If you run into the situation of having a sociopath child, don't take the sociopath side. Be on your partner's side.
Common situation that we're warning you about. So, Juana leads Refugio away. She's like, let's just get dinner ready, whatever. And then Armando.
Again, she diffuses the situation better than Armando.
She's a better life partner too.
To Refugio, and if this
is not just the reality. Then Armando's like, oh, Teresa, you look beautiful. And then her fucking annoying ass is like, see, this is why I need the money so I can look good every day. Do you have my money, bitch? She doesn't say it like that.
Basically, he's like, do you look, beautiful? And she's like, yeah, where's my money?
Yeah.
No, she's like, yeah, did you get paid today?
Yeah.
Here. And he takes it out of his wallet and hands it to her. And she has this greedy little look on her face.
Fucking gremlin ass.
Yeah. And we cut to, after that, we cut to Aurora being weird as fuck, preparing for her trip to
France. I want to know how long she's supposed to be gone for, because who takes pictures with them on holidays? Or vacations, right. I mean.
How long is she living for? She's like talking to her belongings, like, you're gonna go, you're staying, you're
weirdo.
Staying. Oh, you can come.
Literally, like, everybody talks to themselves in this episode. Yeah. She's going through pictures, then she looks at a picture of her mom, and then that's when her dad walks in.
So she hides the
picture. Yeah, and then they're just talking, whatever, not important.
Yeah. Then we go back to La Vecindad, and Teresa.
Oh my God, this part.
I'm going to post that.
Good.
I'll be posting a little clip there.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm going to caption it with, like, me on my way to my bullshit.
So, let's just explain it real quick. Mariano is walking and he, like, looks up to the stairs. I've never even seen these stairs before, but whatever. Teresa's, like, posing sexily on the stairs. She's, like, you know, being a model. And then she sees Mariano. She walks down. Like, you should see her. Well, you will if you follow us on Instagram.
Yet another
please follow us on Instagram
to see this clip.
So she like walks down all like, I feel like they had to choreograph this because I could tell she has two left feet. Can't you tell?
Yeah. She like walks, she stiffly spins.
Stiffly turns around.
Yeah, it's very stiff. Like she turns around and she's still posing and she's like, do you like what you see?
Oh, super
not like
weird.
That because who's talking
well
like
you
that?
Said it like you were like a ghost in a scary movie.
Do you like what you see?
You're like haunting some children. Anyway, she's like, check me out. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you look elegant. And she's like, thanks. And then she again complains that everything is borrowed.
Thanks. If only it was my clothes, but it's borrowed. Mm-hmm. I have to rely on borrowed clothes.
She's so fucking annoying. I can't.
I'm so poor. Maldita pobreza.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, don't worry. When I'm a doctor, I'll buy you stuff like this. And then they start making out, whatever. Then it's the next day. And we see Refugio talking to Armando about getting groceries, paying the bills.
And so he's like looking at his wallet to give her the cash to do this, right? And then it's
muy, not muy all there sin vergüenza, acting like nothing is wrong.
Yeah,
like, here's the money.
And then she looks in and she's like, this isn't enough. And then we cut out
of- That's how she talks, though. She's always like frantic. So that's why I said it like that.
Oh my God. Yes, yeah, so she says,
where's the money? It's missing. It's not all there. She's freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, I didn't think she seemed that panicky.
She's probably not. I just feel like she always looks like panicked. Don't you
she
think?
She does. You're
with
right.
her big ass yeah. eyes.
Wow.
That's not an insult. Yeah. Some people just have big eyes.
So then we go to outside after Refugio's panic attack about not having enough money.
Yeah.
So Arturo's meeting Esperanza to give her the money. She's like, oh, hey, aren't you Teresa's professor? And he's like, yeah, yeah, I know Teresa.
Yeah.
They're just talking. He's handing her the money. Then out of nowhere, ghetto ass Mariano fucking shows up. He's so ghetto. He's like, what are you doing here? To el profe.
Like, he clearly he's shirt. Busy. Like, he's talking to Esperanza.
But then why does the profe turn around and say, I'm here for
Oh,
Teresa.
Well, because when Esperanza and profe are talking, she's like, you know, nobody here knows that I'm with Ruben. Just, you know, don't tell. Oh. Yeah. She's like, if you see me again, just act like you don't know me. And that's why he says
so he has to pretend.
Yeah, so he's yeah. you know, he's just caught. He's caught in the web of lies of Ruben and Esperanza's affair.
Yeah.
And he's just and like gonna... he's just trying to help, and then Mariano just comes out of nowhere.
And then they have this
he's like
stare
he's off. Like on sight. He's like ready to fight him whenever he sees him, basically. Mariano
yeah,
to profe.
He throws his shirt off, and then yeah, then they have like it zooms into profe's eyes, and then it zooms into Mariano's yeah. eyes, and then it comes back to profe's yeah. eyes, and dramatic music, and then it ends.
Yep. That's the end.
Yeah, but I'm gonna post this little scene of stare offs as well because it's super
so dramatic.
But yeah, this is the end of episode 11 of Teresa.
Episode 11, and we have 200 more to go.
No, we don't. We have 141. But thanks for listening. Ignore Carmen.
Let me complain.
No. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying this, give us 5-star reviews. We only want 5 stars, so don't give us less.
If you leave a 4-star review, I'm going to delete it. I'm just kidding. I don't know how to do that.
I don't think we can do that. Okay. But if you leave something less than 5 stars, just let us know why, you know?
We're super open to feedback, yeah.
But yeah, thanks for listening. Catch us next week.
Bye, everyone.
Wait.
Wow.
We're going to start saying this.
Oh.
Entre ser, no ser.
Tú eres.
Tú eres.
Bye.